Historically, special education and general education have been handled very differently, even separately. But now, one organization in Missouri is working alongside a few other states in hopes to change that. Today, in KBI's final installment of the series, Exploring the Paths of Missouri's Special Education, Heather Adams takes a look at what two other states are doing and what's next for Missouri.
Rules and regulations are often a big focus in special education, but now organizations are saying it should be more about the outcomes and specialized teaching. Seven states are trying to make that shift using a project called Reinventing Special Education, and Missouri is in the preliminary stages of becoming part of that project. Stephen Belden is the president of the Missouri Council of Administrators of Special Education, or MOCASE, which started Missouri's look at the program in 2013. He says the idea is to continue to provide all types of services, but to get rid of the idea that special education is separate. In this program, individualized plans will be made for all students below a certain performance level, and students would only qualify for special education if their disability impacts learning directly. Belden says ultimately this would help all students who might be behind their peers, not just those in special education.
Too often, there's not a whole lot of collaboration looking at all the students and how we can set up structures to best work together.
He says while MOCASE is separate from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and doesn't have specific influence over the laws, schools can still work with them to make changes to their systems now, instead of waiting for what he says is an overdue update to federal law.
Every state, Missouri included, although kids are more included and we're seeing more progress, we're not seeing enough as far as the outcomes.
MOCASE has a five-step plan for over the next 10 years to create an individualized program for Missouri. Florida is one of the other states with this program. Monica Vera Torado is the bureau chief at the Department of Education in Florida. While many states consider the concept of inclusion to be important, it's not actually written into federal law. But Vera Torado said the word inclusion is written in Florida statute to emphasize its importance.
And our emphasis has been that all students are a part of general education, and some students may need extra support to be successful in general education, but special education is a service, not a place.
Colorado is another state with the Reinventing Special Education program. Since 2004, Colorado had issues with meeting IDEA requirements and have since been working to revamp its approach to special education. Randy Boyer is the Assistant Commissioner for the Department of Education in Colorado. He says as part of the program, they've moved to include all students in the general education classroom, giving them the option to learn from their peers, despite their IQ levels.
I mean, that's the whole problem with containment, is that you have no other role models to select from, or you don't see anything any differently, and it just becomes a whole, it's just surreal is what it becomes.
He says he's shocked Missouri still has separate state-funded schools for the severely disabled.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised that your state still takes educationally funded kids and puts them in a separate facility. That's I would say you're probably one of the few in the country that still do that.
Stephen Barr is the Assistant Commissioner for the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. He says Missouri state schools really aren't that different.
While we're the only state that calls them state schools for severely disabled, many other states, at least 20, have what we would call regional schools.
While Missouri's vision for how the program would be implemented here isn't complete, Reinventing Special Education is about uniting all education in Missouri schools while still offering options to parents and students. With producer Ashley Reese, I'm Heather Adams, KBIA News. That was our fifth and final installment of the series, Exploring the Paths of Missouri's Special Education. You can find the other four stories at kbia.org and check back there next week for a more in-depth web version of this coverage.